Hello. This is a recording to help Buddy with his lines from scene 6. This is when Walter takes Buddy to work, and Buddy's very inquisitive about what's going on in the office, and he's very excited because now he has changed into work clothes. So he has a very short amount of time to change. So we will need to kind of help with a scheme with that close by from in backstage where you can be covered up and change out of your elf suit and into human work clothes, which you're going to be very excited about. And while you are there at the office, Mr. Greenway stops by and tells Walter that they're going to have to come up with a new idea for a Christmas book. And Buddy hears part of that, but part of that he is distracted by Deb about the shredder for the first time. And at the end of the scene, he runs in and throws shredded paper over Walter's head and thinks it's so funny and that it looks like snow. And Walter obviously doesn't think it's very funny. So let's begin. So at the beginning of the scene, the office staff is in place, doodling and working in their journals and in their checklists and things like that. And Buddy walks in with Walter. Sarah? Oh, good morning, Mr. Hobbs. Buddy, congratulations. I hear it turns out you really are Mr. Hobbs' son. Oh, stop it. I hardly recognize you. Yes, it is. Mr. Hobbs, Mr. Greenway got in from Chicago an hour ago and should be here any minute. This is where you can steal the phone and you can start to say, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? And Walter will cut you off and say, sit down. There. I've got a lot of work to do. So he goes over and works, and you sit there for a little bit. And then you say, what? I don't know. It has something to do with the sun and ultraviolet. I don't know. What? I don't know. Soft. Buddy! That was a long time ago, Buddy. Susan was fun, full of life. You would have liked her. Mr. Greenway, sir. What? Who the devil is that? What? Deb, Buddy needs a break. Buddy, why don't you come help me put these documents through the shredder? It's a machine that makes snow. And you leave with Deb.
Hobbs, my phone's been ringing off the hook. Angry mothers, kids crying, what happened to Jingles, the jolly Christmas puppy?
It was an unfortunate oversight, Mr. Hobbs. You're out of a job unless you can come up with a blockbuster idea for a new Christmas book. I mean a through-the-roof national bestseller.
Well, sir, that's easier said than done.
Yes, it is. So you better get your top writers on it, because I'll be back in New York on the evening of December 24th. At that time, you will present to me in exact detail your plans for the book. Happy holidays, Hobbs.
Exact details? For a brand new book? Seriously? Oh, do you have any idea how hard I...
You come running in and say...
Oh!
And then that's the end of the scene.